Hello and welcome to our podcast, where today's focus is on how Obamacare affects pre-existing conditions. I'm your host, Sarah, fluent in the nuances of healthcare policies and eager to guide you through this vital topic. Navigating the complexities of health insurance has been markedly transformed by the Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly known as Obamacare. From introducing a variety of new, comprehensive insurance plans in the individual market and state health insurance marketplaces to providing financial assistance for those in need, the ACA has redefined the healthcare landscape. This comprehensive guide delves into the nuanced tiers of coverage available, the financial support mechanisms in place for premium and cost-sharing reductions, and the pivotal transitions for individuals with pre-existing conditions or existing self-purchased insurance. Whether you're enrolling for the first time, seeking financial assistance, or considering a switch to marketplace coverage, understanding the intricacies of Obamacare is fundamental to making informed healthcare decisions. 1. Obamacare's impact on pre-existing conditions. The inception of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly known as Obamacare, marked a pivotal moment in the U.S. healthcare system, especially for individuals with pre-existing conditions. Prior to 2014, obtaining health insurance was a daunting task for many, but with the introduction of Obamacare, significant strides were made towards inclusivity and fairness. Easier coverage for individuals with pre-existing conditions. Obamacare's 2014 provisions fundamentally altered the healthcare landscape. For the first time, insurance companies were prohibited from denying coverage to individuals due to pre-existing conditions. This monumental change meant that health concerns such as heart disease, diabetes, or even pregnancy could no longer be grounds for insurance denial. It was a transformative move that opened doors for millions to access the healthcare they urgently needed. This shift wasn't merely a policy change, it had profound personal implications. Those living with chronic illnesses, who had previously been at the mercy of insurance providers, now had the freedom to choose and switch plans without fear. It was a significant step towards ensuring that healthcare was a right, not a privilege, affected by one's health history. Prohibition of denial of coverage, payment refusal, and higher charges. Obamacare went beyond just guaranteeing access to insurance. It tackled the discriminatory financial practices that had burdened many. Insurers were no longer allowed to charge individuals higher premiums or out-of-pocket costs based on their health conditions. Furthermore, they could not refuse coverage for necessary medical services due to someone's pre-existing condition. This was a groundbreaking development, ensuring that individuals with health issues were not unfairly penalized financially. In the pre-Obamacare era, insurance premiums were often prohibitively expensive for those deemed high risk due to their medical history. The ACA's regulations changed this, leveling the playing field and promoting fair treatment in the insurance market. The implementation of the Affordable Care Act was a defining moment for healthcare in the United States, particularly for those with pre-existing conditions. It dismantled long-standing barriers, enabling these individuals to obtain and afford the insurance coverage they deserved. The 2014 provisions did not just reform policies, they transformed lives, offering security, peace of mind, and financial stability to millions. As we reflect on Obamacare's legacy, its commitment to protecting individuals with pre-existing conditions remains a cornerstone of its success. 2. Coverage details. Availability of new plans in the individual market and state health insurance marketplaces. With the ACA's introduction, a wide array of new health insurance plans became available to consumers. These plans are offered through state health insurance marketplaces, also known as exchanges, providing a centralized platform for comparing and purchasing health insurance. These marketplaces serve as a one-stop shop, catering to individuals and families who are not covered by employer-sponsored insurance plans. Comprehensive coverage for all your healthcare needs. A significant advantage of these new plans is the breadth of comprehensive coverage they offer. Mandatory coverage includes essential health benefits such as doctor visits, hospitalizations, and preventive services. This ensures that consumers do not have to worry about whether their basic healthcare needs will be met. Moreover, preventive services such as screenings and immunizations are covered, often with no out-of-pocket costs, which encourages individuals to engage in proactive health management. Simplified application process without detailed health history. Applying for health insurance has traditionally been a complex process, requiring detailed health histories, which could also affect coverage eligibility. However, under Obamacare, the application process has been greatly simplified. Applicants are no longer required to disclose their detailed medical histories, making the process more accessible and less daunting. This change represents a significant shift toward consumer-friendly healthcare coverage, reducing barriers to obtaining insurance. Understanding open enrollment. An integral part of acquiring health insurance through Obamacare is understanding the open enrollment period. This is the timeframe during which individuals can enroll in or change their health insurance plans. It's crucial to be aware of these dates, as missing the open enrollment period could result in having to wait another year for coverage, barring any qualifying life events that allow for special enrollment periods. The article will detail the typical open enrollment dates and the importance of timely enrollment. Coverage start date, when your benefits begin. After enrollment, there's often a question of when the benefits of the new health insurance plan will start. The coverage start date is a key piece of information for new enrollees, as it marks the beginning of their healthcare benefits under their chosen plan. The ACA stipulates specific dates when coverage kicks in, post-enrollment, ensuring that consumers know exactly when they can start utilizing their healthcare services. 3. Type of plans. Understanding the four metal levels of health plans under Obamacare. Navigating the health insurance marketplace can be complex, but the Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly referred to as Obamacare, simplified the selection process by introducing four standardized levels of health plans: bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. These categories, known as the metal levels, provide a clear framework to compare health insurance plans. They are designed to cater to a range of healthcare needs and financial situations. Bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans. Each metal level represents a different value of coverage and cost-sharing structure. Bronze plans typically have the lowest monthly premiums and the highest out-of-pocket costs when seeking care. These are designed for individuals who want to keep their monthly costs low and are willing to pay more when they use healthcare services. Silver plans offer moderate monthly premiums and moderate costs when you need care. Silver plans are a balance between monthly premiums and out-of-pocket costs. Gold plans have higher monthly premiums but lower costs when you get care. They are beneficial for individuals who expect to use a lot of healthcare services. Platinum plans feature the highest monthly premiums and the lowest costs when you need healthcare. These are best for those who need frequent care and want to pay the least out of pocket. Variations in coverage, premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs. The ACA introduced these metal categories to help consumers understand the trade-off between premiums and out-of-pocket costs. While premiums are the monthly fees you pay for your insurance plan, deductibles are what you pay out-of-pocket for covered healthcare services before your insurance plan starts to pay. After meeting your deductible, you may still have a co-payment or co-insurance for covered services until you reach the maximum out-of-pocket limit. The metal levels allow individuals to predict their healthcare costs more accurately and select a plan that best fits their healthcare usage patterns. For instance, a bronze plan may be suitable for someone who does not expect to need much medical care and would prefer lower monthly costs. In contrast, a gold or platinum plan might be more appropriate for someone with higher medical expenses who desires more predictable costs throughout the year. Premium variations and medical history restrictions. One of the most significant aspects of Obamacare is its restriction on premium variations based on medical history. Under the ACA, insurance companies cannot raise premiums based on an individual's pre-existing conditions or their health history. The only factors that can affect premiums are the plan category, the insured's age, location, family size, and tobacco use. This provision ensures that those with chronic health issues or past health concerns are not priced out of the market. It's a game changer for many who had previously been denied coverage or charged exorbitant rates due to their medical histories. The Affordable Care Act thus offers a variety of plans to cater to the diverse needs and financial capabilities of Americans while also protecting consumers from discriminatory practices. Whether you're someone who rarely visits the doctor or someone who requires frequent medical attention, there's a plan within the Obamacare framework designed with your healthcare needs and budget in mind. 4. Financial assistance. Eligibility for premium assistance through state marketplaces. One of the primary ways the ACA makes health insurance more affordable is through premium tax credits. These credits are available to individuals and families who purchase their insurance through the state health insurance marketplaces and have incomes between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, FPL. This assistance is designed to cap insurance premiums at a certain percentage of your income, ensuring that your health insurance remains affordable. Income ranges for eligibility. Understanding if you qualify for premium assistance depends on where your income falls within the eligibility range. For an individual, the income range for potential subsidy eligibility typically spans from about $12,760 to $51,040. For a family of four, the range is approximately $26,200 to $104,800, though these figures can vary based on the cost of living in different regions and are adjusted annually for inflation. Leveraging the Kaiser Family Foundation's online calculator. To simplify the process of determining your potential savings, the Kaiser Family Foundation provides an online calculator. This tool allows individuals and families to input their income, family size, age, and tobacco usage to estimate their eligibility for subsidies and how much they could save on their health insurance premiums. Additional reductions in deductibles and out-of-pocket costs for lower incomes. For those with incomes between 100% and 250% of the FPL, additional savings are available in the form of cost-sharing reductions, CSRs. CSRs lower the amount you have to pay out of pocket for deductibles, coinsurance, and copayments. They also reduce the total amount you spend out of pocket for the year, providing significant financial relief to those who need it most. Medicaid eligibility for very low incomes. For individuals and families with incomes too low to qualify for marketplace insurance with subsidies, typically below 138% of the FPL in states that have expanded Medicaid, Medicaid is available as a no-cost or low-cost alternative. Medicaid eligibility has expanded in many states under the ACA, offering comprehensive coverage to a broader range of people, including adults without dependent children, which was not always the case before Obamacare. 5. Additional options and transitions. Temporary coverage program for pre-existing conditions established in 2010. Before the full implementation of the ACA in 2014, individuals with pre-existing conditions faced significant barriers in obtaining health insurance. To bridge the gap, the ACA established a temporary coverage program in 2010 known as the Pre-Existing Condition Insurance Plan, PCIP. This program was designed as a stopgap to provide coverage to those who had been denied insurance due to their health status, ensuring they had access to the care they needed until the marketplace plans became available. Transition from the pre-existing condition insurance plan to marketplace coverage. With the launch of the health insurance marketplaces in 2014, those enrolled in PCIP were able to transition to more permanent coverage options. This shift was a significant milestone as it offered a wider array of choices and the assurance of long-term coverage stability. The marketplace plans were also barred from refusing coverage or charging higher premiums due to pre-existing conditions, providing a seamless transition for PCIP enrollees. Advantages of switching to marketplace coverage. There are several advantages to switching to a marketplace plan. Comprehensive coverage. Marketplace plans are required to cover essential health benefits, ensuring a comprehensive level of care. Financial assistance. Many individuals are eligible for financial help with their premiums and out-of-pocket costs, making coverage more affordable. Consumer protections. ACA plans come with consumer protection, including the right to appeal insurance company decisions and the elimination of annual and lifetime coverage limits. Evaluating your healthcare options. For consumers, evaluating healthcare options in the ACA era means considering a variety of factors, including coverage benefits, cost, and eligibility for financial assistance. It's important to weigh these factors during the open enrollment period, or after experiencing a qualifying life event that allows for special enrollment, to ensure the best healthcare decision is made. As we conclude our exploration of the Affordable Care Act's benefits and offerings, remember that choosing the right healthcare coverage is more than just a practical decision, it's a choice that affects your and your family's well-being. At TMT Insurance, we believe in wrapping every policy with care and the promise that we cover you with love. Embrace the opportunities that Obamacare provides through TMT Insurance, where our commitment to your health is as steadfast as our comprehensive coverage. Reach out to us, and let's navigate the future of your healthcare together, with the warmth and dedication you deserve. That concludes our episode on how Obamacare affects pre-existing conditions. Thank you for joining us and engaging in this important discussion. I hope the insights shared today have helped demystify the complexities surrounding healthcare policies and pre-existing conditions. For more enlightening discussions, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. I'm Sarah, signing off, and encouraging you to stay informed and proactive about your healthcare choices. Until next time, stay healthy and informed.